Hey, Justin in?
Okay. It's Sim.
Hey, Justin. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good, man.
That's good. Good to hear. So, yeah, I was just calling here. I wanted to touch base and really follow up with you on a couple things real quick. You guys had taken out some capital around February of this year? Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Right on. So the reason I'm calling is you had a pretty good relationship with your lender there. And we were able to get you pre-approved for some equipment financing as well as working capital over here with us. Just wanted to see how business was treating you lately.
We've been extremely busy, man. I've been real fortunate.
That's great. Great to hear. It's never too bad of a problem to have, right?
No, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You guys typically stay pretty busy heading into like the holiday season and all as well?
We have in the past years, yes, sir. Seems like we got quite a few things on the books for this year, so seems like we'll be busy right through the year. Actually, it should be a bit, the way it is right now, we should be busy up till the first anyway, first of the year.
Oh, well, that's good. Keep it all the way into next year. That's never bad. Okay, you guys looking maybe get a little additional capital to, you know, have some purchasing power for those jobs you got coming up?
Not right at the moment, man. We're in pretty good shape right for the time being here.
That's not, no, that's good to hear. How much did you guys originally take out back in February?
150 grand.
Oh, okay, so that probably was able to settle you over for a little bit then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And what exactly were you using that for there?
I had a couple different things. I mean, we had some equipment we bought. Just keeping our money flowing and stuff like that. I mean, just a couple things.
Okay, what pieces of equipment did you bring on?
I got an excavator and a couple trowel machines. Odds and ends stuff.
Okay, nice. The excavator, you kind of just use that for moving the dirt and stuff, leveling before you guys pour the concrete?
Yeah, digging our footers and foundation, stuff like that.
Okay, nice. Who'd you guys pick up that from?
Well, actually, I got one from Kubota, and I got another one from our local rental company here. I bought a used one from them, guys.
Okay, that's probably a pretty good deal on those things right there, huh? How many hours did that one have on it when you got it?
Yeah, what, 218 hours, something like that. It was a fairly decent machine.
No, yeah, not too bad at all. I mean, hours can wind up quick pretty, you know, usually, so that's no worries if you're able to kind of just stay on top of the maintenance and everything. Do you guys typically do that over there yourselves?
The maintenance part of it?
Yeah, like keeping all the equipment up to date and just making sure it's all good. Right on. Well, I know you said you used your capital for that there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I did just want to mention, you used your capital, the original 150K in capital you got to get those pieces, a couple excavators and
for some
whatnot.
Of it, yeah.
Okay, well, I did just want to mention too, I had you pre-approved for some equipment as well, and it's the cool thing about our equipment program here is, you know, it's a traditional program, so it's really just like, you know, buying a car in a way. It's always on the monthly payment set up. And usually the terms range from anywhere from 2 to 5 years. And I know, like, it's always nice to, if you have a little extra cash to, you know, settle down and kind of pick up a new couple pieces at the end of the year to, you know, take advantage of some write-offs and that kind of stuff there.
Right.
So that's always nice, too. You guys have any other pieces of equipment looking you guys might be bringing on shortly, or?
Not right at the moment. Actually, I just financed a damn new concrete pump. It's actually on order. It's supposed to be here next week or week after, something like that. It's got about a week and a half or something before I get it.
Oh, okay. And you
right get now, we're pretty good shape.
You guys go through the vendor for that thing?
Yeah, we went directly to Schwinn.
Oh, nice. We can. You said you financed it. How did you get set up there? You go what kind of interest rates were you looking at?
I think they financed me with 6%.
6%? Okay. And how long ago did you do that?
That's actually here recently.
Just recently? Okay.
Before, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, our interest rates here usually start around 5, too. So, I mean, you haven't fully gone through the process, and we have a match or beat policy over here. I mean, I don't know if that might be something you're interested in, but we can always, you know, get a little paperwork done and see if we can get you a better deal over here. I mean, we really pride ourselves on being able to follow through with those things sometimes there. That might be something
you're making sense. Right now, no, not at the moment, man. If nothing else, send me an email with some information. If anything comes up, I'll give you guys a holler. See what you guys can do for me if something comes up. I mean, right now, like I say, we're in pretty good shape.
Okay, yeah.
Right now, I'm not looking to buy anything else at the moment, you know what I mean? But it's stuff's always changing, so.
Of course, yeah. Everything's, some stuff pops up. What's a good one for you there?
It's a Levelline, LEVELLINE. 79@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Awesome. Right on. So, you guys, sounds like you've been staying pretty busy this year, too. You think you're on track to beat last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
By a long shot, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, right on. That's always good to hear. If you don't mind me asking, what did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year we did $4.5 million.
Oh, wow. Pretty good chunk. And is that all, like, you guys doing residential, or are you kind of, like, more commercial, or how's that work for you?
Yeah, we do some custom homes or something like that as far as residential, but no, 98% of my stuff I do is commercial work.
Oh, right on. So that probably keeps you pretty busy, because those jobs typically tend to last a little longer most of the time, right?
Yeah, definitely.
A lot more to them, it seems like, from what I've dealt with over here. Okay, well, just to let you know, just so you have an idea, in case something does pop back up, with your sales being around $4.5 million, we can, you know, easily, you know, you'd probably be good for right around $350,000-$400,000 over here with us. If you ever, you know, were in a bind, or you had a big job startup that, you know, costed a little bit more cash up front, but you knew you were going to be able to get paid later on. So that's kind of how the shorter term works there. To let you know. And that's, you know, also unsecured, so no collateral at all there. I'm pretty sure that's probably how your other capital loan was as well, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Where were you paying? Were you paying like a daily payments, weekly, or how'd that go?
Monthly.
Oh, still monthly.
Paying on it. Yep.
Nice. And that was through who again?
Funding Circle.
Funding Circle. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And do you know, like, was it like a set payback they gave for you from that 150, or was it like a certain interest rate or something?
Yeah, they had an interest rate on that one. I don't know what it was off the top of my head, but yeah, I'm not sure. I forgot what the interest rate on that one was.
No worries at all. That's I'm just trying to see. You know, sounds like your business is quite strong over there. Be able to get monthly payments on a capital program. That's awesome. And then you guys said you pulled in like 6% on that excavator too, right? Or on the concrete pump, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. You worked with you said you went through Schwinn. You worked with them before?
No, actually I haven't. This is my first new pump I've ever bought. I mean, I got some used ones that I've been running, you know what I mean, but I ain't never bought a brand new one, so.
Okay.
First one here.
Alright, and then, so, lastly, I'll just ask you a couple more questions and I'll let you get back to it, man. But did just want to get a better feel for what you guys got going on. That way next time, you know, most of the process is done here.
Right.
You guys, looking, you said you sounds like you've been staying quite like quite busy and stuff, been growing a lot. You plan on growing any more in like next couple of years, or?
It's hard to say, man. Hell, I started out with one guy 9 years ago, and I got 37 now, so it's been on a steady growing situation.
Oh, wow. 9 years back, and now you got 37 guys. That's quite the team you got going there. What leaned you towards starting your own business? Were you just kind of in the industry before and just decided to go out on your own, or?
Yeah, I mean, I worked for another concrete outfit for 11 years, and just figured I'd jump out there and get it done myself, I guess.
Yeah, well, it seems like, you know, 9 years down the road, you got seems like a pretty solid foundation built for yourself. So that's that's always nice. Well, right on, man. And then you guys have a typical time of year you do sit down and look to do this kind of thing, bring out some extra cash, or see if you need any more equipment, or does that kind of just come as it goes?
Yeah, it's kind of comes as it goes, man. I mean, here lately, it's just the way it's been. You know what I mean? I don't just whenever time comes, you need something, we try to figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah, no, understand that. Something pops up, you need to jump all over it. There, I'm sure everything's probably moving pretty quick too in that industry as well. How long is it your typical job last you when you do like start like from start to finish? If it's one of your larger commercial ones.
It all varies a little bit, but I mean, there's from our start to finish, I mean, there's times that we're on, like I say, depending on what the job is, you know what I mean? There's sometimes we're under 6 months, off and on, or sometimes we're there for 2 months off and on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I can see that,
with the progress,
what all you guys got going on. Yeah, no, definitely. Well, it was good talking to you there, Justin. It sounds like you gotta, you know, wrap things up, but I will definitely be in touch here. We can, you know, like I said, we're good for probably like around 400k over here, like top line if you needed, but of course you can always take, you know, whatever you wanted. We got a super quick process, so it's a lot of, you know, no stress, no heartache there on you. I know you guys got a lot going on during the day other than, you know, trying to figure out where you're going to get your money from. So, all right. Well, I'll shoot you over an email. And like I said, new and used equipment. So anyway, you want to go, we can really help you out. And if you're buying it from a buddy down the road, that's perfectly fine too. We do third and private party as well. And like I said, I got that match or beat policy as well. So I'll shoot you over that email and I'll touch base probably right around this time next month just to see if anything pops up and see how everything's going over there for you.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Justin, have a good one.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll see you.
All right, bye.